Jets Audio Network. This is the JetCast, the official podcast of Newman University Athletics, featuring exclusive interviews with coaches, players, administrators, and more. The JetCast podcast is brought to you by Ascension Via Christi, Big Corner Creative, Donlinger Construction, Dr. Brennan Lucas and Advanced Orthopedic Associates, Eck Agency, Keystone Solid Surfaces, Mel Hambledon Ford, and by Pepsi.
What is going on? Welcome back to the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Episode 131 of our show today as we take a look at some great student-athletes here in Newman Jets fall athletics. Our fall seasons are starting to wind down a bit, but that intensity is cranking up. Also, our winter sports are right around the corner, so we've got a lot to look forward to in today's show as we take a look at what's coming up in the next week in Jets athletics, but just to give you a little taste of what you've got to look forward to on this fantastic episode, we will be talking exclusively with Jets student athletes today. We'll hear from both Grace Long and Morgan Todd from our women's soccer program, and then we'll visit with two cross-country student athletes in Laura Davis and Reagan Longy. And then we'll talk with Gael Gonzalez from our men's soccer program as well. A little shorter of a show in terms of its length today, but some great content and great conversations with some of our fall athletes here at Newman University. But today, we'll begin how we begin each and every show, and that's by taking a look in the last week in Newman Jets athletics. So, to begin, going back to last weekend here on campus, actually started on Thursdays, the men's soccer team got a huge victory at Wilkins Field, knocking off Wachita Baptist 4-1 and exacting a little bit of revenge from a 1-0 loss they took to the Tigers just a few short weeks ago. The men's soccer team would also back that up with a strong 4-2 victory over Harding on Saturday as well. So a perfect 2-0 home weekend for Victor Dominguez's bunch as they continue to do great things, moving towards the top of the GAC men's soccer standings. And Alberto Romano, who's right at the top of the conference in goals scored on the season, earned the GAC MIAA Conference Player of the Week honor. So he continues to put together a solid season as well for the men's soccer team. Also, women's soccer was in action over the weekend. They dropped their Friday night contest to Rogers State by a score of 4-1. And then on Sunday, competed against Northeastern State, dropping a tough 2-0 result in that one. Volleyball competed just once last weekend on the road at Pittsburgh State, falling 3-0 in that competition, but they'll be back home next week. They'll be on the road for two more here this coming weekend, but we've got still plenty of volleyball left on the schedule. Then the men's and women's cross country teams took action in the MIAA championships, with the men taking 11th place and the women finishing in 12th in that competition. And then men's bowling was in action in Lawrence, Kansas over the weekend at the Jayhawk Collegiate Challenge, continuing their fall solid start to the season. They've won three tournaments already on the men's side, and another stellar showing for Billy Murphy's team on the lanes this past weekend. And then Monday and Tuesday, both men's and women's golf were in action down in Tulsa, Oklahoma at the Tulsa Cup hosted by Rogers State University. The men finishing in sixth place in that challenging competition. The women finished in 18th, but again, a loaded field in that Tulsa Cup competition. So some great showings from them on the course as well. So that's just a quick look at the week that was. If you want to go back, read box scores, look at the post-match recaps, anything like that, go to NewmanJets.com or, of course, download the Newman Jets app. It's free for both Apple and Android users. You'll get everything you need to know about your Jets athletics teams on the website or on the app. So make sure you get there for more information on each of those results and contests, as well as everything that's still to come. But let's get into our student athlete interviews today. We'll begin with our women's soccer student athletes in Grace Long and Morgan Todd, and work through the rest of our fantastic interviews with our Jets student athletes following that. But first, we'll take a quick break and be back with much more here on the JetCast right after this. I'm Jackson Schneider, and you're listening to the Newman Jets Audio Network.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength. Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics. Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita. Listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.
Welcome back to the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider visiting with our Newman student athletes as part of our Media Day festivities for the fall of 2024. And I'm talking women's soccer now with sophomore Grace Long. Grace, welcome onto the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. So we just talked to a senior, and your friend Raina, she's right next to you now. She set the bar high for this interview. Is there any pressure on you now?
Oh yeah, she did good. I'm nervous now.
You'll do just fine, I promise. But for you, I was teasing you a little bit earlier. Like, I like to give the freshmen a little bit of a hard time because it's their first time through all the media day chaos. But for you as a sophomore, you've been through it once. What is, you know, a day like this for you? I mean, pictures, interviews, chaos. How do you handle all the craziness?
Yeah, I just feel like, I mean, take it step by step. It's really fun. It's fun to, like, have that cool experience as a team and, like, you know, feel like you're really like a professional sports team. So I think just, yeah, try and have fun with it. Take the pressure off.
That's awesome. And you are a Wichita kid as well. Bishop Carroll, love that. Right down the street pretty much here. So not a tough adjustment, I'm sure, to come across town for college. What is that like for you to be here and right in your own backyard?
Yeah, it's nice. It's a lot of support. Like, I have a lot of my family come and my friends come. So that's really cool that I get to have that experience and not be super far from home. And yeah, it's I like the community here. It's great. It's comfortable, which makes it a lot of fun.
Now, I asked this to Raina, and it was a tough question for her, but you're a Wichita kid, so I have to ask you this as well. If there is a teammate that comes in far from, you know, Wichita, first time here, and you're taking them to their first meal in Wichita, and you want to give them like a taste of Wichita, where are you taking them?
I really like the Doodah Diner. It's that one's,
yeah,
like that, I feel like that's
one.
A classic. We're
that's
like
good.
That's well known, so
yeah,
maybe that one.
That's good. That's a good answer. There's no wrong answer. That's the fun part of
yeah.
questions like that. Although Raina said Old Chicago, I don't know if I'm buying that, but. Now, soccer-wise, start of the season is here. I'm sure been working hard all summer to get ready, and now it's here. What do you have to do over the next couple of days to make sure you're in the best spot come, you know, that first exhibition match? You want to make sure your body's right, you're on the same page with your teammates. What do you have to do the next couple of days to make sure you're ready to go?
Yeah, I mean, preseason's always hard because it's a lot of practices, a lot of stress you're putting on your body. So I would say for me, like, recovery is a big thing, like really just trying to, when I have time off, like really take care of my body, really eat well. And I think just like stay focused on the goal, you know, like it goes by pretty fast. And so just really every day putting your best foot forward and, I mean, putting in the effort.
Awesome. Now with, you know, you and your soccer journey, I mean, every kid has, you know, the coaches and the teammates and the parents that help to push them where they're at. Who is your biggest influence in the sport?
I really like what Raina said about the teammates. Like, honestly, for me, Raina is someone I really look up to. Of like, she, every practice, she works so hard, and she really puts her best foot forward, and she's so good and a really technically talented player. So for me, I feel like with Newman especially, like, just looking up to players like Raina who really, I mean, make an impact on this team and put their best foot forward every day.
Awesome. What do you learn from a player like that in terms of like how you want to carry yourself, how you want to play every practice, every meeting, whatever you're doing to that type of standard? What does that mean for you, and what do you have to do to try and achieve that?
I think a lot of what I learned from them is just having confidence in yourself. And so I feel like learning from them, I've learned how to just, you know, not worry about the play, take it, you know, take the next play and just do what you can with it. So I feel like confidence is a big one, I would say.
Awesome. Yeah, that's a great answer. Now, school. Got to talk a little bit about the school. I see biology and pre-physician assistant. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So take me through what that is like. You know, what are you learning? What I know there's some hard classes involved there. So tell us what your workload is like this fall.
Yeah. This fall is going to be very fun because I have organic chemistry, which is like notoriously tough, but I'm excited. I love learning about biology. I think science is so cool. So it'll be tough workload, but I'm excited to get going.
Yeah, that's really cool. What made you decide that was kind of the avenue you wanted to explore?
My dad's had some health problems, and so just seeing the way that like medical professionals take care of him really inspired me. That's kind of what I want to do for other people someday.
Awesome. That's real. I mean, I hope your dad's doing well.
Yeah. No. Yeah, he is.
But that's really cool that you've had like a firsthand experience and that kind of has molded you. That's really cool to hear.
Yeah.
Now, I'll run out of time here. So the last question I have for you, Grace, this year, sophomore season, you've been through the grind of one season now. What are you going to do this year to reach your goals? What is it going to take for you? And I guess more importantly, what are the goals that you have for yourself?
I think just every day trying to work as hard as I can to get good minutes and just honestly have fun, make it a good season.
Awesome. Well, Grace, thank you so much for the time today. It's great to meet you, and best of luck this season.
Thank you so much.
That is sophomore Grace Long from your Newman Jet women's soccer team. We'll take a quick break here on the JetCast and be back right after this.
Hi, this is Marisa Compton, head coach of Newman Jets Volleyball. Show your support for the Navy in Red by grabbing your officially licensed Newman Jets apparel at nujetsgear.com. Your purchase directly supports Newman student athletes. Choose from a wide variety of styles and colors featuring NU's official logos. Show your Jet pride at Fugate Gymnasium, McCarthy Field, and Oliver, Wichita with Newman Jets apparel from nujetsgear.com. That's nujetsgear.com.
Welcome back to the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider joined now by junior women's soccer student athlete Morgan Todd. Morgan, welcome to the JetCast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We're getting everything ready for fall. I know you guys just kind of got here and you're just getting started, but what does that do for you emotionally? Are you excited? Are you nervous? Where are you at right now?
I'm really excited. I feel like we just brought in a really good group of girls and a lot of girls that are excited to play, and I feel like just meeting some of the girls, and we've met a few couple times, and I just feel like everyone's really excited and looking forward to this year.
Absolutely. And you've very experienced player, right? You've seen a lot of action. You've been here a couple years now. What has the last couple of years done for you in terms of like your preparation, what you expect for this year? How does that help push you to this season?
I think honestly, if you look at our record, you know, the thing that I want out of this season is to win. And I think that this class really with us, it's just everyone's excited and looking forward to win. And oh, no.
Okay.
I think it's just everyone's excited and really looking forward to that. I think the past years has made us want it and more hungry than ever.
Awesome. Well, I totally understand that. You got a lot in front of you. I know you got big goals. What helps you to get those goals? What do you have to accomplish in training, in, you know, your classes? What do you have to do before those wins start to come? What's the next thing on the checklist?
I think just showing up every day and working hard. I think our team has a lot of grit, and I think that we'll be able to see it this season.
Now, you come from Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Brighton. Where is that? I'm not familiar with Colorado. Is it
a little outside of Denver, just Denver. About 20 minutes.
Okay. Awesome. Well, what brought you to Newman? What was the journey like?
So my dad actually played baseball at Kearney, so that's kind of how I knew about the MIAA. And then I just came here and I fell in love with it, really. I just like the community here. That was the biggest thing for me, is just how small it is. I really liked that part of it, and just the community and how it felt like home and family to me.
Awesome. Well, how has like Newman molded you? I mean, you're heading into your junior year. You've been here for a couple years now. What has Newman brought for you personally?
Just honestly, just a like, I just feel like I've just been more family orientated. I just feel like everyone, I've just met some really close friends, and I've just learned a lot of life skills here, I'd say.
Awesome. That's really cool. Now, soccer-wise, who is maybe your biggest soccer influence?
I would say Julie Ertz, probably. I don't know. I like how she plays, so she kind of always, I don't know, she's always been an inspiration to me, so yeah.
Awesome. Did you watch any of the Olympics, the soccer that was on?
Yes, that last game was crazy. I loved it. It was fun.
It was cool. I was watching that, and I was like, oh, I get to ask so many athletes about this. It's going to be so much fun. Now, for you to watch stuff like that, to see, you know, the women that have reached, like, the highest highs in the sport, what do you take away from watching them play and all the things that they've had to do to get to that point? Does it help you motivationally at all?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's watching them, and they're really inspirational, and they just want to win. And, like, I got chills watching the game. Like, I don't know, they work so hard for it, and you finally succeed. So I think it was really inspirational to watch.
Awesome. Well, for you this year, biggest goals. You said win, but I like, for you as a player, as a person, what are your biggest goals for this season?
I think probably I really want to score off my flip throw. That is like one of my crazy things. Like, if I can put it in there and I know I can find my Melani's head, like, that's one of my biggest goals,
man,
for this year. Yeah.
That's not, I'm going to mark that. I can't wait.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to
that.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
Last. And then, you know, for players that are maybe new, like for you, you're a junior, you've been through it. What's the biggest piece of advice that you would give to an incoming freshman on your team?
Just to be themselves. You know, I feel like everyone plays different, but that's why they're brought here. Everyone's brought here for a reason. And I think coach knows what he's doing, and everyone's looking forward to it, and just play their own style and just go out every day and work as hard as you can.
Awesome. Morgan, thank you so much for the time today. Really appreciate it, getting to know you, and best of luck this season.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me.
That's Junior Morgan Todd from your Newman Jet women's soccer team. We'll take a quick break here on the JetCast and be back with more right after this.
Hey, boss, the backhoe was stolen from the valley job.
Great.
And our computers were hacked last night, and they got some of our clients' information.
Seriously?
And your wife called. She said the dead tree you were supposed to tear down fell on your neighbor's roof.
What am I going to do?
I'd call Eck Agency. They're great at providing insurance solutions to protect your business, work comp, home, and autos before these things happen. Call or text Eck Agency at 316-303-1905 or visit eckagency.com.
Welcome back on the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. I'm Jackson Schneider, joined now by junior cross-country student-athlete Laura Davis. Laura, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So excited to get to know you and getting to know your teammates as well over the course of today and hear about the team that you have around you. I want to start with that. Like, what does this team mean to you? What is the relationship you have with your teammates? And just fill us in on what it's like behind the scenes with this group.
Oh, it's amazing. It's gotten stronger over, I mean, I'm in my third year, so it's really awesome. I hang out with these girls. I look forward to coming to Kansas because I'm from Texas, and I just can't wait to see them during the season. It's the best.
Well, let's build on that too, because I've asked Isabella about, you know, being from Wichita. I've asked other athletes about being from Wichita, and I've asked others even, you know, on the boys' side of cross country from as far away as Kenya. So what was the adjustment like for you coming from Texas to Kansas?
I was definitely really scared, but my sister went here in college, and I kind of knew the area a little bit more, but I was still really nervous. But I absolutely love it, and now I live with my sister, and it's the best.
That's awesome. And I'm sure fun because you're away from home, but you've got family there with you as well. I'm sure that helps with some of that adjustment.
It definitely does. And 5 hours isn't too far, but like far enough. You know?
Yeah. Absolutely. It's a long drive down there sometimes.
Yeah.
Now, tell me, for you this season, what are your personal goals? What do you want to accomplish with your cross-country season?
I definitely want to PR. I haven't PR'd since high school, and so I really just want to get sub 20 for my 5K for sure. And I also do not want to get injured, and I want to just keep my legs really strong this season.
What are some things you have to do to help prepare your body for the demands of a cross-country season? I mean, I don't feel like people realize the strain that you put your body under day in and day out with the amount that you guys are running. So what do you have to do to prepare your body for that workload?
I definitely strength train a lot and do my weights. A lot of people think it's just running, but you really do have to strengthen your legs or they'll break down over all those miles. So over the summer, especially weight training.
Wow. That's, I would have never known. Yeah. See, that's, I'm glad I asked because I would have never known. I thought you guys just go out there and boom, you're running because I can't run. I'm not a runner. I don't know if you can tell. That's not my body type, but I'm in awe at what you guys are able to do. I mean, talking about your time for your 5K, I couldn't even imagine running that fast. It's, it blows my mind. But we've talked as well with your teammates about the new coach in Amber McVicker, and she seems to have got glowing reviews so far. What are your first thoughts on your new head coach?
I'm really excited to have her. I've never had a girl coach, so I think that's really special, especially. And I've met her a few times, and every time I just see her passion for the sport, so I know her energy will spread across the team for sure.
Absolutely. And for you, I mean, talking academics, I want to mix that in here as well. Nursing, is that your major?
Yes.
Make sure that I read things right. So nursing, what do you, have a specific avenue of nursing that you're looking at? I know there's a lot of different things you can do with that.
There is. And I'm kind of waiting to see my clinicals and see where I fit the most. But I think I'm leaning towards pediatrics.
That's cool.
Yeah, thank you.
Little kids, right?
I love kids, yeah, yes.
That's really cool. So what led you to that?
Well, I babysit a lot. I have a lot of younger cousins, and I love taking care of them. And I just think there's something so special about kids. They're just, they're so new to the world, and you just want to keep them safe. So
that's awesome. Yeah. Well, I look forward to following along that journey and seeing how that comes together for you. But you still have this year, you still have next year as a junior, right? So 2 years between now and then, where do you want to grow as a person that can be athletically, academically? What do you, what are your goals for the future then? I mean, you've got 2 years. It's not just here and now. You've got some time to learn and grow, right? What are you looking forward to growing into?
Well, I definitely want to stay focused and just, I get caught up. I'm like, well, I have 2 years left, but, and then now I'm in college, I'm a junior, so it's crazy. I just want to stay focused on my academics, and I want to get closer with my teammates and meet new people and just hear people and everything. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, we got to make sure to get to know you a little bit better through the course of this year. Yes. We talked with Isabella about that podcast. I'm serious. Talking with all of you ladies, you are quite the entertaining bunch. So we got to send some mics with you guys.
You really should.
And get folks an inside look at the cross country team. What would we learn about your teammates behind the scenes if we did that?
Oh, so much. You would learn so much. That's a good question. I actually don't know, but I think it would just be really fun. It's always a new adventure every meet that we go to. So, yeah, we learn new things about each other every single time. So
awesome. Yeah. Well, that's so fun. Thank you so much for joining us, Laura. It's been great to get to know you, and best of luck this fall.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. That's Junior Laura Davis from the Jets Cross Country team. We'll take a quick time out and be back with more in just a moment.
Let's face it, it's been a while since you updated your kitchen and bathroom. And while they fit your style when your house was built, styles change. Or maybe the space just isn't fitting your current needs. That's where Keystone Solid Surfaces comes in. Keystone is the premier fabricator and installer of quartz, granite, and solid surfaces in Kansas. And with their huge brand new showroom at 1655 North Wabash in Wichita, providing the perfect inspiration, the possibilities are truly endless. That's why when it's time for an upgrade, the key is Keystone. KeystoneSolidSurfaces.com or find great specials on Facebook.
Welcome back to the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. We're doing some of our player profile interviews, getting to know student athletes from all over the globe. And we're talking cross country now with Reagan Longi from Kenya. Very, very far away from here. We've talked to kids that are from down the street, and you're from across the globe. Tell me there, Reagan, what was the biggest change for you coming from Kenya and getting to Wichita? What's the biggest difference?
So for me, the biggest difference was the culture here. The culture there is a little bit different. And weather-wise, it's a lot of changes. So I think being exposed to summer and winter, you know, it has really changed everything on me. But then I thank God I was able to adapt it. And I'm doing good with it right now.
Absolutely. And you come from a country that has such a strong history in track and in cross country. I'm curious, did you get to watch some of the Olympics and see some of the Kenyan athletes excel on the world stage?
Absolutely.
What was that like for you to see some athletes like that and winning, you know, golds and silver medals in the Olympics in Paris? When you see kids like that, athletes like you accomplishing things like that, what does that make you feel?
So I'd be like, I want to be like them. You know, we Kenyans, we consider ourselves as the pride of Africa. So if we see them like race in Europe, race in Olympics, we'd be like, that's them representing us. And they're actually setting up good example for the upcoming athletes and anybody that wants to excel in terms of sports.
And you've been setting a great example for other athletes here, right? Like, as a leader on this team, I've heard your name mentioned and I've seen the things that you've accomplished as an athlete. How do you try to carry yourself to set an example for some of the younger runners on this team?
Okay, so the first thing is just being respectful to your other athletes, even though they might look as young or they might be a little bit slower than you, but you at least try to encourage them and tell them that your hard work's gonna make you be where you wanna be. And if you just be faithful with yourself, keep your time, you'll be a great athlete.
Absolutely. Now, for you, you're a nursing major, is that correct?
Yes.
So tell me, what do you want to do in the medical field? Do you want to be a nurse and help people? Do you want to do that here? Do you want to go home and practice nursing? Tell me what your plans are following graduation.
Okay, so right now, I'm still weighing about either working here or working back home, or if I have to work here, maybe I work for a few years and then go back there and give back to the community, whatever I got here, and try to help people over there.
That's really cool. This medical field's so impactful, and to be able to do that here for a while, and then, as you mentioned, to give back to your community, that sounds great to hear from you. And it shows to me the kind of character that you have to want to give back. But the last thing I'll ask you, Reagan, is with this being your senior season, you know, last chance to go and, you know, win some tournaments or some meets and do personal bests on the course, what is your big goal for this season?
So my big goal this season is set some personal records. Even if possible, I can set some school records, because I know over the summer I know some good athletes who have been training and they're up to task. They can break the school records. So anybody can break the school record, but nobody can break your personal best. So I'm determined to push myself and get some more personal best, probably sub 25.
I like it. I'm excited to follow along. I know you'll do great things. Reagan, thank you so much for the time today. It's been great to get to know you.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Senior cross-country student athlete Reagan Longhi from Kenya here on the JetCast. We'll take a quick time out and be back with more in just a moment here on the Newman Jets Audio Network.
Don Linger Construction is currently hiring qualified CDLA truck drivers, heavy equipment operators, and heavy civil concrete carpenters for projects in and around the Wichita metro area. Don Linger Construction is employee-owned and offers competitive weekly pay and benefits. Quick start your new career and apply online at donlinger.biz. That's DONDLINGER.BIZ. Don Linger Construction is an EEO-compliant employer. Veterans, women, and minorities encouraged to apply.
Welcome back to the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. We're talking to student athletes here to get ready for the fall soccer season, and I'm joined now by Gael Gonzalez, a junior soccer player from Veracruz, Mexico. Gael, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. We want to get to know you as a person, as a player, so I'm going to ask you just a couple of questions to kind of help our fans get to know Gael, right?
Yeah,
so being from Mexico, what is the biggest difference from home to what it's like here in Wichita?
The food.
The food?
The food, too, yeah.
That seems to be what everybody's saying. What do you miss about the food back home?
I mean, it's so special, the Mexican food, for me, because I grew up always eating that. So when I go to even in other states, it's like the diversity of the food there is like so different. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's always that.
Awesome. Well, so you come to Newman through a previous school where you knew Coach beforehand, right? So
Yeah. What
is it like for you now to have been here at Newman and playing for him here and helping to establish like the team. He wants to build a team a certain way, right? Like, and you know what he wants. So what's that like? What do you need to do to make sure you stay on coach's good side and do the things the right way?
I think it helps me a lot that I know him. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to put the standard, set the standard since the beginning with the boys, with the new boys, telling them that what it has to be, what it not has to be, and yeah, stuff like that.
Awesome. And you've got teammates from all over the world, right? I've talked to several from Mexico. I've talked to people from all over the country, here in the United States even, in different places, at different sports. So if you were giving someone advice to come to Newman, like to things to make the transition easier, what do you have to tell them to be prepared for?
I will say that bring so much energy, bring a good attitude, and everyone is going to come after that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you like the weather here? Is it too hot? Does it get cold?
I mean, it's too hot when it's hot, and it's too cold when it's cold. But I like it. I like it.
Good. All right. Well, for you, studying business administration, right?
Yeah.
Is that right? So.
I just switched to data analytics.
Data analytics. Awesome. Yeah. That's really cool. So what do you want to do with that once you graduate here in a couple of years?
Do my master here if I can, and then we'll see. Yeah.
Get lots of opportunities after that, right?
Yeah.
Can do whatever you want. That's really cool. Well, so for you, you know, heading into this season, the team has a lot of high goals. Like you want to win, you want to go play, make it to nationals, all the big stuff. What do you have to do to help your team get to those goals?
The goal is going to go for nationals. I mean, big the campaign, I want to show them that we can. That setting the example, and everyone is going to come after that. Yeah, awesome. I believe in that.
I think everybody believes. I think you got a team, a very confident group this year, right? Yeah. It seems to be more confident than before. What has helped to make the team more confident this season?
We know each other a lot. Like, so many players have been here since the last year. So I think we make a good family. It's a family, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Last year, it wasn't like that. I feel the environment now, since the spring. And now we got it. I think we got it. We got that union.
So tell me, who is your? Do you have a favorite soccer player internationally? Like, is there a player that is it like Messi? Do you like who's your player?
I like Rafa Marquez from Mexico, okay. Center back, and I like Sergio Ramos.
Those are good players. Yeah. So what do you try to play like them? Do you watch them and try to do the things that they can do?
Yeah. Yeah, awesome. I watch them a lot.
That's cool. What's your favorite professional team?
My favorite professional team, it's from my state, but it's dead right now, but it's gonna come back. I know. It's Veracruz.
Awesome.
Veracruz, Tiburones Rojos de Veracruz.
Awesome. I don't know a lot of the international teams or different teams in different countries, so I like to hear it because now I can go and learn about them, right? So if you watch soccer like in the MLS, right? I know it's not quite to the level of some of the other countries. What does the MLS need to do to be more like on a higher level? Is it just to elevate the play? What do they have to do?
I think they are already improving a lot. To be honest, they are competing with Mexico because they are both like that rivalry exists. Mm-hmm. But they are improving a lot, and I think they are gonna achieve so many things in the last years if they keep it like they are doing.
Sweet. Awesome. Well, thank you for teaching us about your team, about where you're from. I love it. It's been such a cool thing for me to get to know each of our different athletes. But Gael, thank you so much for the time and good luck this season, all right?
Thank you.
That's Gael Gonzalez, a junior for our men's soccer team. We'll take a break on the JetCast and be back with more right after this.
Life, it throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.
Welcome back for the final segment of episode 131 of our JetCast here today as we take a look at the upcoming schedule in Newman Jets athletics. We'll begin with action on Halloween today. Here on Thursday, the Newman Jet men's soccer team getting ready to take action against the Rogers State Hillcats on the road, looking for a little bit of payback after a loss to the Hillcats a few weeks ago. But the Hillcats, one of the top teams right now in the standings of the MIAA GAC conference, and the Jets are right on their heels. So a win could almost assure the Jets a trip to the postseason tournament, and it would be a statement victory for Victor Dominguez's bunch, but they will be in action at 7 o'clock tonight in Claremore, Oklahoma. On Friday, the women's volleyball team will be back in action. They'll make the road trip west to Hayes and take on the Fort Hays State Tigers at 6 o'clock Friday, and then they'll turn around on Saturday by making the trek north from there to Kearney, Nebraska, taking on Nebraska Kearney Saturday at 3 o'clock. Friday and Saturday, the women's bowling team will be in action down in Houston, Texas, taking action in the Track Cat Clash hosted by Sam Houston State University, the three-day weekend event, as we continue to watch the Jets on the bowling lanes do some great things as they gear up for what should be a very exciting and busy season there. Really getting it going down in Texas this weekend. The wrestling team opens up their season Saturday morning in Park City at Hartman Arena for the Falcon Open. So they'll be in action here just a little bit down the road if you want to go catch them in action this weekend starting on Saturday. And that'll be an all-day-long event beginning at 9 a.m., so plenty of chances to get out there and watch them compete. The men's soccer team will be back in action on Saturday as well as they continue that road swing through Oklahoma as they head to Tahlequah to take on Northeastern State Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. And then on Sunday, the women's soccer team will be back in action, and they will be in Joplin, Missouri, taking on Missouri Southern at 1 o'clock in that one. But that's all. A little bit lighter on the schedule for the first weekend in November, but still lots to look forward to and several home events the week following that, but we'll preview all of that action in our show next week. But that's going to pretty much wrap up our show here on the JetCast today, episode 131. But again, want to give great shout-outs to our student-athlete guests here today from the women's soccer program, Grace Long and Morgan Todd, from the men's soccer program, Gael Gonzalez, and from the cross-country teams, also, we saw or heard from Reagan Longy and Laura Davis as well. So great interviews from them. And as always, if you missed anything on last week's show or any of our previous shows throughout this fall season and beyond, you can go to newmanjets.com/podcasts. And it's all archived right there for you. Also, our show is available on TuneIn, on Spotify, and Apple Podcasts as well. Just search the JetCast to get all of those episodes if you missed anything from our prior shows. But that's going to wrap up our show for today here on the JetCast. Lots to look forward to next week. Basketball season is starting next Friday for both our Jets teams, and plus some home volleyball matches as well, and our women's basketball team will be hosting a big preseason tournament as well. So tons of action to preview on next week's show, so make sure to mark your calendar for that and turn those notifications on so you don't miss anything here on the JetCast. But signing off on episode 131 of our JetCast here today, I'm Jackson Schneider. Thanks so much for tuning in. You've been listening to the Newman Jets Audio Network.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength. Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics. Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita, listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.